I'm Brian Gottstein, and this is the Daily Signal top news for Friday, April 19th. Here are today's headlines. A rule in the U.S. House of Representatives failed to gain the support of more than 25% of Republicans in a crucial vote on Friday. Daily Signal executive editor Rob Bluey reports that it's the latest showdown between Speaker Mike Johnson and Republican lawmakers. The rule passed with significant Democrat support. It combines four unrelated foreign aid bills into a single package. The four bills include a funding bill for Ukraine, one for Israel, another that would impose more sanctions on China, Iran, and Russia, and a fourth bill mandating TikTok's parent company sever ties with the communist Chinese government or cease operations in the United States. Johnson pledged that lawmakers will get to vote on each of the four bills individually. However, since the rule passed the House Friday, following those separate votes, the bills will be consolidated into one $95 billion package without further deliberation. Defeating the rule presented conservatives with their best opportunity to block the foreign aid package in the House. Conservatives have advocated prioritizing a border security bill and then considering each foreign aid bill separately. 55 Republicans voted against the consolidation rule. Heritage Action for America, a partner organization of the Heritage Foundation and the Daily Signal, announced its opposition to combining the four bills. Heritage Action Executive Vice President Ryan Walker said that promising votes on four separate bills that are immediately tied back together is a disingenuous maneuver that lawmakers should reject. A third Republican has announced his support for ousting fellow Republican Mike Johnson as the Speaker of the House. According to the Daily Signal's Katrina Trinko, Arizona Representative Paul Gosar announced that he would join Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's effort to remove Johnson. If passed, the motion to vacate would end Johnson's tenure as House Speaker after fewer than 6 months. Gosar said, rather than spending the resources to secure our southern border and combating the invasion of 11 million illegal aliens, and despite repeated promises that there'd be no additional money going to Ukraine without first securing the border, the Speaker is on the verge of sending another $61 billion to Ukraine. Gosar added, "Our borders cannot be an afterthought. We need a Speaker who puts America first rather than bending to the reckless demands of the warmongers, neocons, and the military-industrial complex, making billions from a costly and endless war half a world away." Republican Representative Thomas Massie of Kentucky announced earlier this week that he supports Greene's motion to vacate. If all 213 House Democrats vote in support of the motion to remove Johnson as Speaker, only three Republicans would need to cross over for the motion to carry once Republican Representative Mike Gallagher from Wisconsin resigns, as he plans to do imminently. The Department of Education just released its long-delayed rewrite of Title IX, the 50-year-old civil rights law guaranteeing equality of the sexes in education, including providing for women's high school and college sports. The rewrite is so vast that it promises to turn Title IX's protections for women completely upside down, according to the Heritage Foundation's Sarah Parshall Perry. Perry says Biden's Department of Education has unilaterally expanded the prohibition against sex discrimination to include a prohibition against discrimination based on gender identity. Under the Biden administration's sweeping new rule, any K-12 school, college, or university that receives any federal funding would have to open up girls' bathrooms, locker rooms, housing, sports teams, and any other sex-separated program to biological boys who claim to identify as girls. Similarly, boys' facilities would have to be accessible to biological girls who identify as boys. The regulations also require K-12 schools to accept a child's gender identity regardless of actual biological sex, without providing any notice to or seeking the approval of the child's parents. Earth Day is Monday, but on Friday, President Joe Biden made large swaths of Alaska off limits to the development of oil, natural gas, and critical minerals. White House Senior Advisor for Climate Policy John Podesta said that the president's actions are meant to protect lands and waters in the Western Arctic and ensure their continued use by Alaska's native communities. However, with oil prices at more than $80 a barrel, Biden's Interior Department is banning oil development on 13 million acres in Alaska, including 40% of the Alaska National Petroleum Reserve. According to the Heritage Foundation's Diana Furchgott-Roth, this comes at a time when American oil companies and refineries have watched Biden destroy their industry to appease environmentalists, while blaming these same producers for fuel shortages and a lack of critical minerals for the U.S. Furchgott-Roth says that America, Russia, and China are in a race for valuable deep-sea minerals to power their electric vehicle batteries. America has some of the largest offshore Arctic deposits, but will cede them to foreign adversaries if American companies are not permitted to mine them. Republican Representative Jim Banks introduced legislation Friday to cut off federal funding to National Public Radio. According to the Daily Caller, this comes after 25-year NPR editor Yuri Berliner alleged in the news outlet The Free Press that NPR has an extensive left-wing political bias. Berliner, who noted that NPR's Washington Bureau had 87 Democrats and zero Republicans, was suspended by NPR after his essay came out. Earlier this week, he announced his resignation. NPR's new CEO, Catherine Mahar, has also made headlines recently as researcher and City Journal author Christopher Rufo found old tweets demonstrating some of her more extreme political leanings to the left. She's used phrases like structural privilege and cis white mobility privilege. She supported Black Lives Matter from its earliest days. She's compared driving cars with smoking cigarettes. She's concerned about toxic masculinity and called former President Donald Trump a racist, and has also described the First Amendment as the number one challenge to combating misinformation. In an interview with the Daily Caller, Banks, an Indiana Republican, said that Mahar is a left-wing activist who doesn't believe in free speech or objective journalism, and he says his constituents shouldn't be writing her paychecks. NPR and PBS receive about $500 million a year from taxpayers. Banks told the Daily Caller that it was time to pull the plug on NPR and that Congress must stop spending other people's hard-earned money on what he called a national embarrassment and low-grade propaganda. And that'll do it for today's episode. Thanks for listening to the Daily Signal's top news. If you haven't gotten a chance, be sure to check out our morning show right here in this podcast feed, where we interview lawmakers, experts, and leading conservative voices. Join us Monday morning for the Daily Signal Interview Edition. Monday marks the beginning of Passover, and Virginia Allen is sitting down with Rabbi Pinchas Taylor to discuss how the celebration may be different for the Jewish community this year in light of the growing tension in the Middle East. Also, make sure you subscribe to The Daily Signal wherever you get your podcasts and help us to reach more listeners by leaving a 5-star rating and review. We read all of your feedback. Thanks again for listening. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you right back here on Monday.
The Daily Signal podcast is made possible because of listeners like you. Executive producers are Rob Bluey and Kate Trinko. Hosts are Virginia Allen, Brian Gottstein, Mary Margaret Olihan, and Tyler O'Neill. Sound design by Lauren Evans, Mark Guiney, and John Pop. To learn more or support our work, please visit dailysignal.com.